There we go. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, all across the Civic Media Radio Network, right here in Wisconsin. Maggie's out today. I'm Matt Rothschild. I've been your co-host, along with my favorite guest co-host, Angela Lang, today and yesterday. It's been a lot of fun, Angela.
Yeah, and so many good conversations. And just shout out to all of our guests, because I think this is why I love Civic Media so much, is that we're getting into the nuance. We're getting into the details. And I think it's such good conversations that are really important to have. And I'm always really grateful to, especially with you, Matt.
Oh, thanks. And likewise. And Civic Media affords people the opportunity to have conversations. Yeah. We have, our listeners can join at any time. And we don't just go after sound bites from our guests. We give our guests plenty of time to express themselves. And you don't get that on a lot of different stations. Yeah. You also don't get poetry on a lot of different stations. And I'm a big poetry fan, so I like to bring poetry and birds every time I'm on. And I found this poem. I'd never seen this poem before yesterday. This is a poem about Hiroshima, because tomorrow is the 80th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. So I'm going to try to get through this poem. It's intense. It is, but it's not too long. It's called Let Us Be Midwives by Sadako Kurihara, a poet, writer, and peace activist who actually survived the Hiroshima bombing 80 years ago. So here goes, Let Us Be Midwives. Night in the basement of a concrete structure now in ruins. Victims of the atomic bomb jammed in the room. It was dark, not even a single candle. The smell of fresh blood, the stench of death, the closeness of sweaty people, the moans. From out of all that, lo and behold, a voice. The baby's coming. In that hellish basement, at that very moment, a young woman had gone into labor. In the dark, without a single match. What to do? People forgot their own pains and worried about her. And then, I'm a midwife. I'll help with the birth. The speaker, seriously injured herself, had been moaning only moments before. And so new life was born in the dark of that pit of hell. And so the midwife died before dawn, still bathed in blood. Let us be midwives. Let us be midwives, even if we lay down our own lives to do so. Incredible poem. Wow. By Sadako Kurihara, yeah, who died in 2005, but was there in Hiroshima on August 6th, 1945, when she was 32. You know, the Frankfurt School philosopher Theodore Adorno once wrote that after Auschwitz, poetry is barbaric. People sometimes quote Walter Benjamin saying no poetry after Auschwitz. I'm sure many people felt that way after Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but as Sadako Kurihara shows in this poem, there's always a need for poetry. There's, especially when it's so grim outside, there's always a need for art. There's always a need for altruism. There's always a need for community. Always a need for hope. So I just loved coming across that poem, which I just Googled poems on Hiroshima and I found this, and I just couldn't believe it. It's so great. I want to lighten things up a little bit with birds. And we got a text from Tom from Jackson. I still hear orioles and I still have rose-breasted grosbeak showing up in my feeders, he says. But a lot of the summer birds have left. I have a cousin up in northwestern Wisconsin who says her orioles have already left. And a lot of the Baltimore orioles are leaving now. One bird that isn't leaving yet but will be leaving in the next 3 weeks is a nighthawk. And it's not even, it's a misnomer. It's not even a hawk. This is a bird of the whippoorwill family that's a brownish bird, very slender, but almost crow size in length. And it's got a white patch. It's brown and speckled, and it's got a huge white patch on both of its wings that you can see. And they'll gather in groups over the next several weeks at dusk. So if you're seeing funky dinosaur-like birds flying in the sky, these are nighthawks. And this is what they sound like. Jacob, please play that. Just a little buzz. Yeah, it's so neat. So that
it makes me think of like a Muppet. Meep, meep, meep.
Yeah, it's again, people don't know what they were. I was outside, I was in Iowa at a hotel, and it was dusk, and I was outside with a group of friends, and there were a bunch, must have been 15 or 20 Nighthawks circling. No one knew what they were, and they were making this buzzing sound, and people thought, you know, are those giant bats, or, you know, what are those things? So, you know, yesterday we talked about chimney swifts, which are tiny swallow-like things. These are Nighthawks, and they're pretty fascinating birds. They're going to be gathering in dozens and dozens over the next 3 weeks before they go all the way down to South America. So, it's something to watch out for. We got a text from Mark from Prairie du Sac. He's gone through far more suet and bird seed this summer than any winter he can remember. I've gone through a lot of suet too. I don't like feeding the squirrels suet, so I use a special kind of suet that's got cayenne pepper in it. It's peppered suet.
Yep.
You can find peppered suet at any bird store, and you won't be wasting it on the squirrels, because like most mammals, squirrels don't like hot pepper on their food, but the birds love it. So there's my suet tip of the day. Tom from Jackson texts right back. He likes the Nighthawk sound. I love that sound.
Me too.
It's
yeah.
Really distinctive sound. So everybody out there, please look for Nighthawks over the next 3 or 4 weeks, right at dusk in the skies here in Wisconsin. And that's about it for today. I want to thank our guests, Representative Robin Vining and former Rep Katrina Shanklin. I want to thank the callers and texters. Got to thank Jacob, doing a great job at the controls. And Angela, especially, thank you. It's always kind of a thrill to be able to do this show with you. And of course, we thank Maggie for giving us this opportunity. Seriously, I hope everyone has a nice night. Look for those Nighthawks. Mm-hmm. The ever clever Peach Guava is next. So stay tuned on the Civic Media Radio Network.